Hello. Welcome to your appointment. I've been thinking of a way to help you out with your particular fantasies, the ones that you find peculiar, the ones that you worry others will find far worse than that. I think you've got such hang-ups, such built-up negativity around the idea of this interest of yours that I think I should take you to a place where such things are normal, run-of-the-mill, celebrated, in fact. I'm going to use hypnosis to take you to a place called Solara. Solara is a town in the jungle, the deepest jungles, in the country of Nagas. Here, the kinds of things that you enjoy are the kinds of things the town enjoys. And I think it will be good for both of us to explore this proclivity in a place without judgment. And there is no place less judgmental of your interest in Vor than Solara. There is a great festival going on there today. A festival in which the urges of serpents are to be put on high, and humans from all around the world come to be devoured, to be taken into the embrace of Nagas of all kinds. You and I are going to go there, and you're going to experience the celebration firsthand. So, in order to get started, I'm going to coil you up. Lay down a moment. Get comfortable for me. Take a deep, gentle breath and let it out in your own time. Feel the weight of your body against the cushions. From your toes to the top of your head, do a gentle scan. Check in as my warm brown coils begin to center in around you, closing in. A massive loop flowing over the tops of your feet, dragging over your ankles as my embrace begins. Feel that slow, smooth movement as my coils begin to climb up and up and up, over your calves, around your knees. This is a familiar sensation to you now, as I wrap around your waist. Feel that thick, soft, familiar weight as it pins your arms to your sides, as it slowly flows up your forearms, up along your shoulders, the tip of my tail pouring into your collarbone, sliding around your neck and securing. You're getting used to that feeling now. The coiling is happening more smoothly, more easily, as our appointments go on. This is good. Feel as I hoist you upright and smile at you before my eyes begin to spin. Hello. You and I are going on a trip. Listen to the sound of my voice, and feel your mind sink into the thrall of my words. There you go. There you go. Feel yourself immersed in my weight as well as your own. Let this weight drag you down, down, down. In your mind's eye, I want you to picture yourself floating somewhere, somewhere deep, a river of consciousness. Let it take you deeper and deeper and deeper. Breathe in and out. In your own rhythm, in and out. Good. Good. Now, I want you to let go of your surroundings. Become untethered from the world you know. Float freely from your body. Become a new piece here in my game. As this happens, I want you to let your mind and its imagery be shaped by me. Because if we're going to go on a trip, I want to show you all the best things. And now that you're nice and relaxed, we should get started, shouldn't we? I want you to open not your eyes, but your mind's eye, to find that you are with me, riding on my great back as we slither through a jungle. My thick coils absorb the unevenness of the ground, filled with twigs and roots of great trees that stretch up into a canopy above us. You can hear the calls of birds and tropical animals all around as we slither deeper and deeper. And then you begin to realize that you can hear not only the sound of my coils, but the sound of the coils of other Nagas up in the trees. You see various shades of scale, yellow and white, rainbow patterns, red, black, green, all sorts of things layered about the branches above us. You realize, slowly but surely, that the enormous living hammocks of those coils draped between the trees are indeed heavier than they should be. You see the occasional wiggle that is not the graceful motion of a serpent, but the gentle, relaxed wiggle of something within that coil. Something in the internal, fleshy, ever-flexing embrace of a Naga's belly. These Nagas are already entertaining. They started the festivities early. This is somewhat frowned upon, but the Nagas and their guests certainly don't mind, and no one is complaining. You see a great green Naga slither from his perch, coming forward to where his coil is draped. He runs his hands over the outside, pressing at the bulges and pushes from inside. You see, it is a loving touch, but also a slightly possessive one. This is the most intimate of cuddling, and it is going to continue for some time to come. As I slither under this strange canopy, we come to Solara proper. It is a town in the jungle, an adapted ruin. Where once a civilization was here, now modernity has taken root somewhat. There are great machines that stick out of ancient structures, heating homes, making things. This is a place of industry, commerce, and art. Nagas drape themselves over great stone archways and metal piping alike. It is interesting. We're waved to by several Nagas as we continue through Solara, heading towards the bazaar. There are many humans here as well, in various states. Some of them are alert. They wave as well, with coils draped about them in various places. Others seem a bit more out of it, smiling placidly. They hardly seem to know that we're there as we slither by, and yet more still are entranced. Colors swirl through their vision, even as their Nagas don't look at them. It seems as though they've been quite thoroughly tranced to prepare for the celebration coming later. I sense a slight worry from you, and I'm quick to reassure. Nothing happens in Solara without consent, and once the festivities are over, every single human will be absolutely fine. Here, this is normal. Here, this is accepted. Here, this is celebrated. We slither to a great tent, in which there are various outfits, spices, and other goods for trade. An enormous naga, with scales black as night, shining with a pearlescent sheen that travels along his great back, minds the stand. As you look over him, you can see that there are humans, practically lost among his great bulk. A single coil of his would bury you from your feet to your armpits in scale. Several humans stand like this, lounging among his coils, rubbing them fondly as he does business with several nagas and their humans. When he sees us, he smiles, and several of them playfully struggle as his coils tighten on reflex. He greets you and says that I have not been to this particular celebration in some time. Perhaps I've just been waiting to find the right person to bring. He says that the festivities will start shortly. He introduces himself as Renari, and noting your slight trepidation, he slithers forward and asks if you would like to know what it is like for a human within a naga. You sheepishly nod, and he brings one of those enormous coils in front of you. It lands with a thump along the cobblestones. And you notice that, within its great girth, there are slight, indefined bulges pressing from within. A person embraced by Renari's internal workings. He asks you to place his hands upon his scales, and with a bit of gentle prompting from me, you're assured that it's all right. You press your hands into those scales. They sink into the pleasant pudge underneath that diamond pattern, and you can feel someone from within pressing outwards. There is a moment of contact between you and that person cradled in flesh. You rub those onyx black scales as his stomach gives a low gurgle, and you can feel the muscles flexing, kneading, as the person inside is shuttled further downwards by a muscular contraction. You have to walk to follow, keeping up with this person within Renari's great body. Their pressing from within is not frantic. It is not worried. It is the gentle, pleasure-drunk motion of someone who is enjoying the fullest pleasure you can imagine. Renari smiles and says that if you come without me next year, he may let you experience the executive treatment. Normally he charges for such things, you know, tourists coming into Solara, wanting to experience the finest of nagas. But seeing as you've come with me and have been claimed, though I roll my eyes at the suggestion, he will leave you alone for now. Still, he allows you to rub the bulge of his guest for some time longer, before eventually we move on. We slither through Solara further. You see humans at times lost almost completely in the coils of their chosen naga. Hands and feet, the occasional top of someone's head, poking out from the great coiled lengths, pooled and spooled around the great works of Solara. The sun is beginning to set, and we come to the town square. The festivities are beginning in earnest now. In the center of a great crowd of nagas and people, a smaller naga than Renari, though that isn't hard, is dancing with her human. A naga's dance is graceful, smooth, like the motions of a ribbon dancer if her and her ribbon were made one. The human attempts to keep up, occasionally getting rolled along her coils like a toy or a prop, spun like a top as she continues. This is the first dance of the festival. and you and I watch together. You sitting on a coil of mine, another one draped across your lap for security and comfort. The dance continues for some time, beautiful and enthralling, almost as hypnotic as the eyes of a naga, but not quite. Finally, she wraps her tail around the ankles of her human and hoists him high in a final flourish of this dance. Her jaws unhinge. The soft, plush, pillowy interior of her maw opening wide to welcome him in. The first devouring of the Festival of Solara. He does not struggle. He smiles serenely as he slowly lowered into that maw. Her jaws greet him earnestly, urgently, as her tongue slithers forward, thick and forked and hot, to wrap around his neck and bring him inwards to an embrace deeper than her coils could ever be. You watch as she swallows, enormous muscular motions pressing that soft flesh in around her human as he is tugged deeper, deeper, deeper. Her belly undulates to take him in. He vanishes, bit by bit, her tongue and tail exploring as he vanishes from the outside world. You watch, enraptured, as the last of him disappears, his feet flowing over her tongue, his wiggling toes the last thing exposed to the open air, before the walls of her throat close smoothly around his entire body, and he is consumed. A great cheer rises from the crowd as she finishes this sacred dance, and the festival commences properly. All around the square, nagas are draped around buildings, sprawled out on the cobblestones. They are beginning their own feasts. You see humans around you going in their own special ways. Some nagas are gentle and have to coax their humans in, unhinging their jaws and letting their people rest hands, feet, heads on tongues. You see a couple, a male naga and a female human. He playfully runs his forked tongue through her fingers before unhinging his jaws wide and taking her entire arm up to the shoulder into his maw. That tongue combs out, wrapping around her neck and softly, sweetly licking her cheek as he smiles around his sweet. In other places, you see humans taken in feet first, their heads turned to the sky for a glimpse at the festivities, a final look before they are vanished from the world until morning. Before those pink plush walls enfold to hold and bring them in deeply to that sacred embrace. Some nagas have greedily swallowed their humans already, gobbling them up as though they were some appetizer, chuckling gleefully, playing the predatory role as they caress the bulges their humans have made with a possessive, urgent air, teasingly welcoming them deeper, following them as flexes of flesh slowly pull them deeper, deeper, deeper. I smile at you and ask if you're ready to join the festivities of Solara. You nod, and my smile broadens, my jaw unhinging wide to take you in. It's just as soft, warm, and welcoming as you've imagined it. My tongue gently combing over you as my throat opens to take in your body. Your head is welcomed by that entrance, and you are gripped by my internal flesh as it ripples strongly, urgently, needily, perhaps, to hold you and bring you deeper. You're swallowed, whole, down, 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 into my body. More and more of you being embraced, being caressed, being compressed by me. By my hold, by my throat, by my stomach. Soon, all that is left of you, like so many humans before, is your gently twitching toes on my lips. My tongue comes out, and I pull you in to this exceptionally intimate cuddle of ours, and I swallow you up completely. I trace the bulge of you as you sink deeply for some time, following, 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 as I gently whisper that what you enjoy is all right, and here it's celebrated. You can enjoy my belly until morning comes, and perhaps a bit longer if you wish. And with my powers, we can experience this festival whenever you want. With how tasty you are, I may not wish to wait until next year.